dear viewers of Madarin channel, we should learn about how we should properly eat and what is according to the sunnah. Now, there is the Satan's manner of eating. Now let's listen to a hadith about what it actually is about. That Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, eating with one finger is the practice of Satan. Eating with two fingers is a practice of the arrogant. And eating with three fingers is a practice of the prophets. However, the noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam would occasionally eat with four fingers as well. Now, what is the way of eating with three fingers, dear viewers of Madarin channel? Eating with three fingers means that small morsels will be eaten, which makes it easier for the food to be chewed. Now imagine taking a whole bunch of food and then stuffing your face with it. It causes digestion problems. It causes intestinal problems. What a better way than to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now eating with three fingers means that small morsels will be eaten, which makes it easier for the food to be chewed. Well-chewed morsels mix properly with the digestive enzymes in the saliva, helping in their digestion. Now Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, eating with five fingers is a sign of the greedy. It is not difficult to eat bread with three fingers. You just have to pay a little attention, right? And you will be able to do so easily. However, eating rice with three fingers might prove to be difficult, but not for those who have a religious mindset and are devoted to the sunnah. Surely there is a blessing in acting on every sunnah. One should avoid eating with five fingers out of greed for eating big morsels. In order to make a habit with three fingers, one may bend the ring finger and the little one and wrap a rubber band around them during meal times. Now, if you can see, these two fingers at the end, if we wrap them around, we've got three fingers. So, three fingers. Alternatively, whilst eating, one may take a small piece of bread in the palm and hold it down with the last two fingers. Now, if one is sincere and actually wants to do it, these tips will help getting into the habit of the sunnah. The viewers of Madani channel, these little sunnahs amount to so much. Just doing them will help us attain good rewards. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.